Today, Martha Stewart said she's asked a judge to let her go to jail as soon as possible. Stewart was convicted in March of lying to federal investigators about a stock sale. Until now, she's been free on bail, pending her appeal. But today she said she wants to put her sentence behind her and resume her life. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Stewart spoke at a press conference at the offices of her company, Martha Stewart Living Omnimedia, which is housed in an enormous renovated warehouse in a trendy part of Manhattan. She made clear that the ongoing uncertainty over her future was taking a toll on her, her family, and the company, too. Only by getting her sentence out of the way, she said, could she really find closure.
I must reclaim my good life. I must return to my good works and allow those around me who work with me to do the same.
Stewart said she would proceed with her appeal, which her attorney, Walter Dillinger, insisted has a substantial chance of success. But because of legal delays, the appeal can't be heard until next year, and she said she wanted to put this nightmare behind her.
I hope, too, that I will be able to begin serving my sentence in the very near future, because I would like to be back as early in March as possible in order to plant the new spring garden and to truly get things growing again.
And Stewart also left no doubt she'll be returning to the company as well, in some capacity. After Stewart's indictment and trial, some advertisers abandoned her magazine and TV stations stopped carrying her show, and she was widely viewed as having become a liability to the company bearing her name. But board chairman Tom Siekman said the company was looking forward to Stewart's return, and he said her decision to start serving her sentence would bring us closer to a time when we can return to business as usual. Once Stewart's 5-month prison sentence is over, she must serve an additional 5 months under house arrest, but is allowed to work during that time. As she addressed reporters, Stewart said she wanted to finish by telling a little joke, because despite what you all might think, I do have a sense of humor.
I was walking in front of the General Motors building the other day, and there were a group of very well-dressed businessmen standing outside, and they looked at me, recognized me, and said, "Oh, she's out already." Well, I hope that my time goes as fast as that.
Stewart said she would ask to serve her sentence at the minimum security federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut, near her home in the New York suburbs. But if there was no room there, she said she was prepared to go elsewhere. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.